Come sit by me, all you fine lords and laddies, and I'll tell you the tale of young John Henry. He met a fair maiden one bright May morning, as he went a-hunting in midsummer county. A bell was the skin of the midsummer maiden, and blue were her eyes, as blue as the sea. And on her fair head lay a garland of flowers, sweet were the roses of midsummer county. Said the midsummer maiden, you're weary from traveling, that I can see. Let us go home now, over yonder the greenwood. Come taste the fruits of midsummer county. She led him by a juniper tree. She said, "Sir, won't you come sit by my fire? You'll eat like the king of midsummer county." She brought him supper, fresh eggs and live eels for young John Henry. She said, "Come eat your fill, and when you are sated, you'll stay with me here in midsummer county. And alas, I cannot stay," said young John Henry, "I'm bound to another, soon married I'll be. When I thank thee for supper, my kind and fair maiden, now I must leave here, midsummer county. Of the midsummer maid, for shame and for shame, you have treated me. You're bound to me now, and I am your lover. I swear you'll not leave here, midsummer county." Of the midsummer maiden, soft was the neck of young John Henry, and warm was the blood that flowed from his body, red as deep in the greenwood of Midsummer County lies young John Henry, as cold as can be. No headstone to mark him, no lover to grieve him, save for the roses of Midsummer.